We are back. We are back to the couch on Tips and Sips. I try to do tips and sips when I'm in town. This is our time to share. This is when I'm having my sparkling juice time. This is when I'm having my sparkling juice time because I got to be suitable, but I also got to get my sip. I went back and looked at some of the comments from Friday Night by the Fire. Let's talk about this help meet roll, shall we? Let's do that because we got to be helpmeets that are suitable. So decree and declare, I'm a helpmeet suitable. Start declaring it. Start decreeing it out of your mouth. Start typing it. Write it on post-it notes. You got to see it. You got to realize it's something you've got to put some work into. Something you got to put some work into. We did a Friday Night by the Fire and the focus was, what about when you're done or your spouse is done with your marriage, but God is not? That's something I could talk about on and on and on. If we're honest, many of us are, we get in that situation. Like, I know this is God's will. I know what God told me about my marriage. I know what I prayed for. I know what God showed me in a vision. I know God showed me my husband and I doing this or that. I know God gave me confirmation when I married him. I know God doesn't change his mind, but Lord have mercy. Don't make me sip on the fact that the way it looks right now, woo! I know God doesn't change his mind and I know God knows everything, but Lord, the way sometimes the marriage looks, you wonder. And then you start backing up. Well, maybe God didn't say it, or maybe I thought wrong, or maybe I heard wrong, or maybe marriage takes work. Or maybe the devil hates marriage. Or maybe we got to get tougher in the spirit. Or maybe everything is not going to be perfect all of the time and we've got to make some changes. Oh, Lord, maybe we've got to make some things happen in the spirit. Maybe we got to trust God's word. Maybe we got to put some work in. My Lord, maybe it's not just him. Uh-oh. Do I still have followers? Maybe it's not just him. Let me tell you a few things. If you go to God and he talks about you, then maybe we got to surrender. Ooh. If you didn't watch that Friday Night by the Fire, you got to watch it. Maybe we've got to surrender to God's will. We got to look at it and say, oh, Lord, have mercy. It might not look like what I thought. We better think about Jesus. Jesus probably said, I didn't even sin. I didn't realize today when I woke up that today was the day that this thing, this assignment, when God said, I'm got to be about my father's business, when Jesus said, I'm going to be about my father's business, he didn't know. Somebody gonna shout amen in their own house. Someone's going to shout amen in their house. When he went to the cross after saying, oh, I'm going to be about my father's business, not my will, but thy will be done. He didn't know. When we said, okay, God, this is the one. Okay, God, this is what you want. We didn't know. We didn't know it wasn't always going to be perfect. We didn't know we was going to have to put this much work in. We didn't know we were going to have to forgive like that. Woo! We didn't know. We didn't know we were going to have to become helpmeets that are suitable. We didn't know we were going to have to forgive 70 times 7. We didn't know. We didn't know the husband we thought was perfect wasn't perfect. But then we found out we weren't perfect either. Uh-oh. I'm going to keep on sipping because we didn't know. And now I'm going to tell you. The word would have told us had we read it. The word of God showed us. Some of us didn't read it. I can speak for me. I love the Lord. Was in church. Grew up in church, thought I knew some things, found out I didn't know how to be a helpmeet. I knew how to be a wife. That wasn't enough in my situation. I'm not saying everybody. I had to surrender to the concept of becoming a helpmeet. I had to surrender to stop blaming my husband for everything. I had to surrender to what God wanted. This helpmeet role requires that we surrender. And I was looking at some comments on the YouTube, and I could tell your heart is showing you haven't surrendered. You haven't surrendered to God's will. You want it to be your way. You want it to be your way. And I get it. It's harder. It's harder to surrender. It's harder. You know what's easy? I'll blame him. I'm out. This is too hard. He's not doing anything. He doesn't want me and him. I've been there, done that. Hey, just because he doesn't want the marriage, or even just because you don't want the marriage, that does not change God's mind. It doesn't change God's mind. Now, God's not going to make you do it. Helpmeets. Not going to make you do it. But he will make it very, very clear if you calm yourself down and calm your emotions down. See, if you're emotional and you go to God, you'll hear crickets. Ask me how I know. Let me sip on that. Don't go to God demanding stuff. God, you told me to marry him, and now this and that. I've been there. He don't like it. That shows your own heart. Are you going to surrender to my will, or do you just want yours? Are you going to ask me how this can work, or you just want to make sure I'm aware of what you want to do? Uh-oh, I'm in someone's business. I know about this. Let me tell you. So today I'm taking our sips and tips time, and I'm going to read out of the weapons didn't prosper. The weapons didn't prosper. Is there a weapon forming against your life? Is there a weapon forming against your mind? Is there a weapon forming against your marriage? Is there a weapon forming against your destiny? You better tell it not to prosper, because that's what the word says. You better get this devotional. People say, well, how can I? You got to put in the work. You have to read. You got to study. You got to get help. Get some help. My goodness. And some of you know that your behavior is not Christian-like. I'm going to go there today. How about that? And I'm not even going to sip. Some of you know your behavior is not Christian-like. You're not forgiving, you're angry, you're frustrated, and you're not respecting your king. I don't care what he's doing, because the Bible said to respect him, honor him, submit to him. If you haven't done it, then maybe you don't know what God can do in us. Oh, because it takes some spiritual growth to submit to someone who does not seem to deserve it. It takes some spiritual growth to forgive some 70 times 7. It takes spiritual growth to turn the other cheek. It takes some spiritual growth, but the word is clear. He didn't change his mind. But he did say the weapon won't prosper. He didn't say it won't form. Now, I will sip on that. God said the weapon wouldn't prosper. You know how he makes sure the weapon doesn't prosper? He asks us to surrender to his word. He asked us to surrender to his will. He asked us to do it his way. That's how we know it won't prosper. Guess what? The weapons form, oh, they'll start to prosper if we do it our way. They'll start to prosper if we don't forgive. It'll start to prosper if we don't listen to God. It'll start to prosper if we do it our way. We got to surrender. So let me tell you, I have some amazing mentees. Did I tell you? My mentees are fire. Jesus. It's not bragging when it's true. I've got some amazing warriors that I'm training. They are fantastic, amazing, gifted, talented, called of God. And I love to train warriors, love to train helpmeets. But at the top of the list, I train leaders. I train women who have a call on their life. I train women who understand, I know I'm a helpmeet, but I also have a call on my life. And I'm going to make sure I'm lined up with God's will and surrender to my helpmeet role so God can bless my ministry, so God can bless my marriage, so God can bless my business, so God can bless me in every area of my life, because the weapon cannot prosper. So they wrote together. They co-authored, we co-authored, because I wrote the beginning, we co-authored a 31-day warrior devotional. You want to know what requires you to be a warrior? Try surrender. Try to surrender past what you want. That's not easy. You got to be a warrior. So I opened this up today. I want to feature some of my mentees because they're awesome. Did I say that? They are. Today we are featuring Carla Shelton. The Carla Shelton is her title. Carla Shelton is day 25. Do you have your devotional? Did you get it? If you have this devotional, let me tell you, this devotional is powerful. Every day they are sharing, not just on marriage, every day they're sharing a testimony of overcoming. They're sharing a testimony of getting to the next level. This is on Amazon. It's on GeraldandYvette.com. You can get this devotional on our website. Get your copy, because you got to surrender past your desires. You got to surrender past what your family says. You got to surrender past what your emotions are telling you. You got to surrender past what your mind says, because God's ways are not our way. And his thoughts are not our thoughts. So if you want to understand how to hold on, you got to get resources like this 31-day devotional. If you do this continuously, they've got information. And then they got warfare prayers in here, because some of y'all need to learn how to pray. That little begging God to do something. That's not a help me. That's not a help me. You got to command some things to happen. My Lord. So day 25 is I surrender all. Ooh, just saying that. I surrender all. That's day 25. I'm not going to read all of it, but I am going to pull some pieces out so you can understand that she can connect. She's connecting with us. First of all, she starts with my favorite scripture, Romans 12. I won't read it to you, but I'm just going to tell you. But it says, have you ever stopped to think about what it truly means to surrender all to God? Make that the declaration, I surrender all. Make it your lifestyle. Make it your way of life. She said, I was clueless about the requirements until I was faced with one of the most challenging times of my life. It was a Monday afternoon and I was at my wit's end. I'd cried, I'd yelled, I explained my case to everyone who would listen. Boy, doesn't that sound like us? My God. I was completely drained. In a matter of weeks, everything I knew to be my peace, everything I knew to be my happiness was disrupted. It was transformed and ultimately destroyed in my mind. I could not understand it, and I felt like I was going crazy. If you can relate to that, you might need this devotional. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this is something you need. But let me read a piece of the prayer, because we can't stop there. We're going to surrender all. When our life looks like we can't make it, when our marriage looks like it's over, when our finances look like we can't figure things out, we surrender to God's plan. I can tell you, she surrendered to God's plan. So part of this warfare prayer says, enemy, I serve you notice. Y'all better take a sip from just that. You got to be a warrior. You got to be a helpmeet warrior to pray like that. I serve you notice. You have been evicted out of my life. I'm a child of the Most High God who has given me authority to trample on serpents. So I stomp, I crush, and I annihilate you before you ever come near me. I send you back to the pit of hell where you came from, and I will not be moved because I was chosen before I was created in my mother's womb. I am God's masterpiece. Satan, you will no longer torment me with your games because I surrender to God. That's just a little, I just gave you a little, just a little taste of what happens when you submit as a helpmeet. Just a little taste of once you get healed and you start operating in your helpmeet role, what comes out of you? The warrior comes out. The helpmeet comes out. get some information about the Help Meet Army. Whatever you got to do, get what you need. We don't do what we want to do. We do what God wants us to do. That's what surrender really means. It's not just a cute song. It's not just a bumper sticker. It's not just something you type in and it sounds real awesome. It's something you got to do. It's some things you got to change. It's some things you got to give up. Some things you got to let go. And one of them is your own desires. One of them is your own ways. Another one is what you think marriage was. What you think a wife was. You got to be suitable. You got to be suitable to surrender. Woo! So when we say we surrender, we have to surrender in every area of our life. Not just surrender in our tithes or just surrender in our offering or just surrender to church. We got to surrender to God's plan for Help Meets. And that is the tip for today. All right. Now go back and watch Friday Night by the Fire. Some of you need to watch it on replay. Some of you need to watch it again because I saw some of the comments. And what if he doesn't want it? What did God say? What if I don't want it? What did God say? Maybe you got to listen to the teaching. Part of the reason we're struggling, we don't want to listen. We don't want to obey God. We want to do what we want to do. Just so you know, that's not a surrendered vessel. Surrender means, God, here you go. Here's my will. Now I'll take yours. That's what I need. You're going to be suitable? God, here's my will. I'll take yours. And I know you're going to be with me. And I know you're going to heal me. And I know you're going to give me strength. And I know you're going to give me instructions. And I know you're going to give me direction. And I know you're going to be right there with me. But God, here's my will. I'll take yours in Jesus' name. Whoo! That's it, ladies. Not my will, but God's will be done. You got to say that almost throughout the day if you're married. Every day, all day, Lord, I surrender. Because he, every day, all day, I'll respect him. Oh, Lord, every day, all day, I'll forgive him. Every day, all day, I'll submit to him. Ooh, every day, all day. Here's my will. I'll take yours. I'll take yours. I'll take yours. Woo! And in order to do that, you got to tap into Jesus. Like you've never tapped in. You got to tap into his healing power. You got to tap into his delivering power. You got to tap into the power for him to work through you as a warrior. You got to tap into Jesus like you've never tapped in before. And that's the point. That is the point. God knew we couldn't do it on our own. Never intended for us to do it on our own. He wants us to rely on him. He wants us to seek him. So here's my will, Lord. I'll take yours. And while I'm taking your will, while I'm surrendering to you, I also need your help. I need your healing power, your delivering power, your saving power. I need it all. If you don't know how to process that, if you don't know how to get to Jesus as the deliverer, Jesus as the healer, Jesus as the savior, you got to get some help. You got to get some revelation. You've got to get some resources. You got to get a pastor. You might need a pastor, a mentor, a coach, a therapist, whatever it is you got to do. You got to do it. Lord have mercy. I had to tap into just about all kinds of resources God gave me. Lord, and I'm so thankful for every single one of them. I'm so thankful. And if you need resources, check out the resources on our page, geraldandyvette.com. If you don't get help from us, you better get help from somewhere because being suitable is no easy feat. All right. Go to the website, Get the Weapons Won't Prosper, you will be thrilled. This 31-day devotional will truly help you. If you don't have Help for the Help Meet book and workbook, you might need it. Meet me at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll be on Clubhouse, YouTube, and Facebook for prayers for the kings. I love it. We've had such great agreement on prayers for our kings. You all are doing a great job trusting and believing God. So we're going to ask God for another target on Tuesday. Pray for our kings. And then on Tuesday night around midnight, I will be on Clubhouse. I talk about the revelation from King's Prayer. I talk about what we're feeling, what's going on in our journey to be a helpmeet that is suitable. If you need a mentor, a warrior trainer, because don't even. And this is what keeps happening. I keep getting inboxes. Y'all don't mind if I take my time for a minute. I keep getting inboxes and people are like, I'm scared to join your mentoring group. You don't join my mentoring group unless God tells you to. And being scared is not of God. So you pray. And if God says you need some spiritual warfare training, if God says, sis, daughter, you need some help meet training. If God says, I want this marriage and you don't know what you're doing and this person can help you, then you do what you need to do. Because it is hard. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. But marriage is hard. Losing to the devil, that's hard. I'm not trying to do that. I don't train wimps. I train warriors. And we got to get stronger in the spirit realm. Too many people are like, oh, I hear it's hard. Getting whooped in the spirit, that's hard. Not surrendering to God, no, that's hard. Yeah, being outside of God's will, that's hard. studying to show yourself approved, that's just expected. That's just expected. Yeah, let's do that. So go to our website. There's an amazing video on my website that tells all about the Help Me Army. So you don't have to message me about the Help Me Army. A great video on our website, geraldineyvette.com. All the questions that are answered so you can pray about whether or not it's the mentor program for you. That's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the website. I want you to look at the video and actually look at the video. Some of you are not looking at the video and you, Lord have mercy. That's why you're struggling. You don't pay attention. You're not disciplined. And if that's you, you need me. Jesus, or somebody that can train you. Get some discipline. Get some order. Get it together. Watch the whole video. We got people enlisting in the army, and I know good and well they didn't read the video. I mean, they didn't watch the video. What in the world are you doing? But that's why God sends me people that need deliverance, that he sends me people that need to be disciplined, because that's what it takes to surrender to God. Discipline. You know what we're lacking in the body of Christ, many of us? Discipline. We think it's supposed to be easy. We think it's supposed to be our way. If you actually read the Bible, you can tell. Ask Moses, ask Noah, ask Jesus, ask Abraham. They didn't get it their way. They didn't get it their way. My Lord. Even if your spouse is done with your marriage, even if you are done with your marriage, you better ask God. You better get yourself healed enough to hear his voice. And when you hear his voice, get strong enough to obey. All right. And then go to the website, get your 31-day devotional. What did God say? Obey. Whatever he said, obey.